Okay. In the parsha of Bikurim, which we have here, beginning of the parsha, so we have to learn a few things. There's halachas that I think show us al derech avodah, certain ideas of Bikurim that are very relevant. It's a Mishnah in Bikurim Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says like this: V'yesh beBikurim. Masha'en came with Truma U'maisa. There's the distinction between Bikurim and Truma U'maisa. One of the distinctions is the Oisa Adam Kol Sadehu Bikurim. A person can make his entire field, can make the entire field Bikurim. By Truma, you can't do that. By Truma, you have to have what's called Shirei Nikaron. You have to have something left over that you were matir al yidei dafroshes truma, some tevel that became mutter, aka shireh, the left of it, what's left should be nikar, there should be something nikar that she. The makar that you may also say kol sadeu bikurim, so the Yerushalmi bikurim there brings a pasuk. Fine, that's not what what's negay. I just want to understand maybe a havana in this difference between bikurim that you could be say kol sadeu bikurim and truma. That you need Shira Mikar. To understand that, we'll see a few more Shinuim. There's another Shinuim in Truma Bikurim. Truma, while it has to be eaten by a Kayan, it's also Lazar, but Truma is called Koche Agvu. Truma can be eaten anywhere, as long as it's Betahara. It can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Israel, as long as it's Betahara. So Truma, even though it's Kaidish, Truma, it's Koche Agvu. Bikurim is Koche Hamikdash. Bikurim is Koche Hamikdash, they're Necholim only Lifnim and Achayma. But you have to know again, what's the Teichen HaPnimi? What's the Yisayid of all this? Mishnah Bikurim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, says if Nitmu HaBikurim, let's say the Bikurim became Tomei. If the Bikurim became Tomei before, so there's a distinction. If they became Tomei before it got to the Azara, so then you bring others, you replace them with others. But if they became Tomei in the Azara, it means you empty it out, you get rid of the payers, you trash them, and you don't make the mikra bikurim. But the Yushalmi Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin says that the sal, the sal that you, in which you brought the bikurim, that's given to the kohen. Even though you're not giving him bikurim, you give him the empty basket. Dichsiv v'lokach hakohen hatena miyodecha pa'amim she'ina kohen lokeach elo hatena. Now, what was this made out of? It was the cheapest thing around, right? The Roiv Am brought it, the cheapest thing around. The rich people brought Kesef, Zov, whatever. And that's their day is that he didn't give to the Kayan even because that became Tomei when the Bikurim became Tomei. It's Mekabel Tumah. But the Shmata Sal isn't Mekabel Tumah. This thing you give to the Kayan. What's the point of giving it to the Kayan? It's not like it's anything of any intrinsic value. And imagine that everybody with the Bikurim is also giving the sal to the Kayin. It's not they take the sal back, right? You're giving the sal to the Kayin. How many salim shall nitzarim, this cheap salim, how many does a Kayin need? Exactly. Like, you know, like piled up, there's like more and more. Okay, with Bikurim, you got to have something to put to be. The Bikurim are telling me there's nothing there. I'll give him the sal. There must be some chshivas to this sal, this kli. Must have some intrinsic chashivas over here, otherwise what would be the point? What would be the point? Another difference between Truma and Bikurim, which takes us closer, each one is getting closer to what the Hesber is that Bikurim, Truma, Tafrosh's Truma is Dafke Betolosh, not B'mechubar. Right? Truma is Betolosh. If it's Mechubar, you're not Mechubar. And Bikurim is Pumfaker. Bikurim is like, you know, you see the field, you go and you see Shabikra, this thing and the thing, you go, you tie a bundle around it, and it's the Bikurim. It's Dafka B'mechubar. So it's also an interesting difference. Bikurim is Dafka B'mechubar, and Truma is Dafka B'tolosh. What's Munach in here? So here, I think, in this Mechubar and Tolosh is Munach, the Tomun, the Yisoid, the Sheirish Ahevdal, between Truma and Bikurim. The Yisoid of Bikurim is Reishis. What does that mean? A person works on a field, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. A person works on a field. Everything, at long last, he sees this thing is coming out. Right? This is the time in which you feel everything. Look, again, the fruit, literally the fruits of my labor, right? The fruits of my labor. Put it that way. What does that mean? You did nothing. You're born in this world. The acts that you have to do, the pa'ulas that you have to do, is to work. You have to work. But everything that you have, that which you put all the labor in, that you're most inclined to think that you did it, it's all the Rabbi. It's the Rabbi Nishlam did it. Before, you took nothing yet. Just objectively at this thing. This grew. I invested a lot of effort into it. Zolste fashtein. You should understand from step one, you did nothing. If not for the fact that the Eibishter gave it to you, as the garnish getam. You did nothing. That's Bikur. You did nothing. It's all, everything that you got is the Rabbi Nishlam. And that's before, you weren't nana from it. Before anything else. Just, that's a declaration. Everything is the Rabbi Nishlam. Okay, so that's, it's still b'mechuber. You've taken nothing. You're just looking at the thing as it is. Understand before the Torah tells you, understand before you start it, right? Put it deep in your psyche that this is the Rabbi Nishalem. Everything you have is the Rabbi Nishalem. Les le migar me klum, us garnish. You have nothing. Truma is also avad et emuna, and it's also a haidot et eibishter, it's the eibishter's. Harei, the Gemara Shabbos says, right? So emuna is all of Zroim teaches us emuna, that because in every Zroim, all these things, every step of the way, right? There are these reminders. So that's true. There are all of these reminders that it's the Eibishter, the Eibishter, but there are different types of reminders, right? It starts with Bikurim. What's the next thing? When are you chayev? How are you chayev trumus? When you're cutting the field and you're doing it already, another reminder. When you're already taking for yourself, you have, all leka, chikha, peya, right? You're taking trumus and maestras. What's trumus and maestras? You're coming. When do you become chayiv trumus and maestras? You need gemar malacha, chnisa lebeisai. It says the ones who wanted to get out of the chiyuv deraisa, used to be machnas through the arubais, whatever, lebeisai. You took it, you're taking it to be nana already, right? Just before you're taking it to be nana, remind yourself again that you are being nana now is from the Rabbi Nishalom. Right? So the inyan of Haidah hits here at a different point on the spectrum. In Bikurim, the point at which it hits is everything is from the Rabbi Nishalom. Here it hits, you're taking for yourself. Zostavisen, what you're taking for yourself and that you're having Hanoah, remember again it's the Eibishter gave that to you. That's the difference between Truma and Bikurim. Bikurim is dafka b'tabur. Bikurim is b'mechubur. Bikurim is b'mechubur because Bikurim is right up before you've taken just everything. Look at this and see. This is all. Look at the world. Any racist is like that. It's not just Bikurim. Look at the beginning of anything. The beginning of a year. Look at anything else. Everything is Durbay Nishalel. I have nothing myself. Whatever happens is Durbay Nishalel, which should put you in a certain frame of mind. Right, what's mutl upon you to do. But that's what that's the ratios, that's the idea of Bikurim. Truma is avada d'yisayit is haidah. But it's a different type b'yisayit, because Truma, the nigmar malachta in yichnisa lebeisa is kaveya Truma, the tzur of haidah of Truma is after you took for yourself, before you actually enjoy it, be kaveya bebrirus, that what you're having this hanah that you're going to have now is from the Eibishter. That's specifically betolish. Right, but mechubur is before you took it. You took it already. You were tailishit. You brought it yourself. You finished it. You processed it. Is nigmar malachtoi. You brought it into the house. Then there's a chiyuv of truma. Then there's a chiyuv of truma. That's why bikurim you can make kol sadei or bikurim and truma you need shirel nikarim. What's the inyan of bikurim? Bikurim is from the outset. I have nothing other than Rabbi Nishalom nikuda. I have zero other than the Rabbi Nishalel. I have zero other than the Rabbi Nishalel. Okay, so what is that? Every single thing is the Rabbi Nishalel. I have zero other than the Rabbi Nishalel. Okay, so then what do I need? I don't need any shira, any karm for that. Everything, I can make the whole thing be karm. It's all the Eibishter's. What's the shlap? Right. What's the yisod of the Haidah of Truma? Where does the Haidah of Truma kick in? I'm taking something for myself, and when you're eating, when you're taking something and preparing it for yourself, bear in mind, be mischazik in that idea that it's the Eibishter who gave it to you. So what's the integral part of Truma Zomaisvus? I'm taking for myself. That's being matir the tevil, right? I'm being matir this for myself. So then you have to have something that you're being matir for yourself. If you were making the whole thing truma, so then it's a bikurim idea. It's not an idea I'm taking for myself, and when I'm taking for myself, I have to be mischazik and realize, even though you're taking it and you have it on your table, don't think it's yours. It came from the Eibishter. That's the whole point of truma, so there has to be something that you're taking for yourself. That's why you need shira and ikarim. There has to be something that you're matir with the truma. Because the aside of truma is proclaiming and real and being mafresh the kedusha of truma and realizing it's from the rabbi. That's what's matir, what allows you to take it for yourself. That's the idea of truma. So you need shira and ikarim. That's posh. That's posh. Now, okay, so that's also the difference. Why bikurim is called kotche mizbeach, kotche amigdosh, not mizbeach, kotche amigdosh. And truma is called kotche agvul. Kotche agvul. Bikurim is called kotche amigdosh. Because what are you saying? The whole thing is batsim, the whole world is batsim, one hegdish, miyuchat to the Eibishter, right? That's kotche amigdosh. And that's kotche amigdosh. What's truma? Truma is you're taking for yourself. Where you're taking for yourself and you're going to eat this thing, that's every person is taking, or Kayan who can eat it, is taking for himself. He can eat it. That's not dafkin the migdash. It's what you're taking for yourself. The truma indicates that that's all from the Rabbi Nishalev. That's why it's called kachem. That's why it's kachem agvul and not kachem isbech. I mean, each one of these halachas has its limudim, but the aside of what we're being taught, what the essence of bikurim is vis-a-vis what the essence is of truma, it's two different things. Okay, now we'll get to the third thing, the kli, right? This kli idea. So those are the shinuyim that we talked about. Those are the shinuyim between truma and bikurim. Now let's get to the kli idea. Kli idea is very interesting. We say in Vidui and Yom Kippur, or in Yuma Pezayinam and Pez, or, and Rava said it every day, for those who made a siyam on brachas, Daf Yud Zayin. But that's what do you call it? Harayani lefanecha kikli malei busha uchlima. The kikli over here is very interesting. What do you need that for? What's the emphasis here on kli? Harayani lefanecha malei busha. I'm full of malei busha uchlima. It's not kli malei busha uchlima. What do you need that for? What's the idea of that? Should have said harayani malei busha uchlima. What's the hadgosha on kli? You say this. You say this in order for a bracha to be chal. A bracha is b'etzim all coming from the Eibishter. Like we said, everything's coming. In order for it to be chal, you need in this world, you need a kli in which for it to be chal. Right? And that's what the shaman, when you gave shaman, they needed a container and then the shaman would keep going in there. Once, you need a kli. You need a kli. If you don't have a kli, you don't have the Mishnah Sofuktin, right? Lo yimotza kadosh baruch hu, kli machzik bracha k'may hashalom. Right? So the shalom is a bracha. Shalom is a kli machzik bracha. The same idea. What do you need a kli? You have to have a kli machzik bracha for a bracha to be chal in this world. There has to be a kli that's machzik that bracha. A kli that contains that bracha. There's a musig of being machzik a bracha in a kli. A person was nivra to be dovik in Hashem, and Chal writes Aleph Beis. That what do you call it? That the biggest tainug and the biggest schar and the biggest bracha that a person can have, even though we physical people might not be masiged as such, is to be dovuk in the Rabbi Nishalayim and Ruchnias. That's the biggest tainug of everything. What's the how? Because you're marbek vayt shamayim, you create a world of Ratzon Hashem and you're nisal and dovuk in the Hashem. So the Eibishter gave you that bracha. That you can be Davuk, the Ratzon Hashem, you have the Ratzon Hashem, you have mitzvahs, you have these things you can do in this world, be Megalik Vaychemayim in every aspect of the world. Who is the Kli to do that? The person. Right? You are the Kli. You need a Kli, Machzik Bracha. The Kli of that Bracha is the mensch. Right? Now the Kli is meant to be filled up with something. A Kli can be filled up. I can take a Kli and fill it up with diamonds. I can take a kli and fill it up with garbage, right? The kli that's called the person was nivra with nothing. Nothing is yours. Nothing is. It's a hemshech what we said before. Nothing is yours. You are here as a vessel. You're here as a kli to be filled up with what the Eibishter gives you to fill up the kli. Ratzon Hashem, right? To fill up the kli with what the Eibishter gives you for Ratzon Hashem. And chas v'shalom, you shouldn't be mekalkulit, right? You shouldn't You shouldn't take the kli and fill it up with averus and fill it up and become megushim and fill it up with averus and fill it up with averus. That's this emphasis that we say. That's what it says. Hare ani lefonecho ki kli malei busha v'chlima. I am the person identifies that he is nothing more than a kli. He is nothing more than a kli. I'm nothing more than a kli. I have nothing in myself. I was given this kli, this capacity to fill it up with. What should I have filled it up with? I should have filled it up with Ratzon Hashem. I should have filled it up with Torah Mitzvahs. What did I fill it up with? Harani ki kli busha, ki kli malei busha uklima. But it's a kli malei busha uklima. The emphasis on kli, depending how you look at it, it's either mentioned as a bad thing or as a good thing. Meaning, as a bad thing, we understand. Here I had this kli, and I had the potential to fill it up with Rigui Kvay Shemayim and Mitzvahs, Torah, Tefillah, Torah, Mitzvahs, and I filled it up with Narishkeit, right? And I filled it up with Alexis in a corner house. That's what I filled it up with. Right, so that's kli, Boshin Kli, but look at the Bezianis. I took this kli that had the Bekayach for this, and the Chavis Kalya gemacht. I ruined it. I put this in. I think the emphasis of the kli is the ray of hope over here. The Maral says in a bunch of places that a chet is foreign to a yid. The yid is be'etzim good. The yid be'etzim is the kli is an external thing. The taich, I think, in our context is whether it is like the Maral, not exactly, but the same type of an idea. The person is a kli, right? When I did an Avera, it's not, I am not Bushuk. I didn't ruin me. Right? The Kli is still a good Kli. I just filled up the Kli with garbage. That opens up for me the possibility. So empty the Kli of its garbage and use the Kli for what it's meant to be. Right? So the tikva in the Mechad Gisa, I messed up by putting the bad stuff in the Kli. Me'idach Gisa, all I did was put bad stuff in the kli. The kli bleibt a kli. The kli is a kli. You can just gives the efsharus of clean the kli, get rid of the rest of the stuff, and put this in. Therein lies the potential, the efsharus to fix it. Right? The yisod to fix it is munach in the kli. That's the idea. That's the idea. So what's the kli? You have nothing. The kli is an empty kli. A person is an empty kli. You have nothing for mitzad atzma. Zero. You have nothing mitzad atzma. It's all it's all. You're nothing more than a basket, right? When a person is bringing the bikurim to the Eibishter, what's the bikurim supposed to say? I'm nothing more than a basket, and here is the toiva that the Eibishter gave me, and I'm being makir toiva and being barbecue shemayim by bringing the bikurim. The bikurim became tama. You don't have them anymore, right? But you're still showing. What's the basket? The basket isn't for the Kayan's basket collection, right? The basket is for you giving the basket. What's the basket you're giving? I'm bringing here, this is me. I am nothing, I'm a sal. The sal is here. The truma became tome. There's no truma in it. But that I am a sal and that I have nothing and I recognize that everything is from the Rabbi Nishlo, and that's still here. That's the sal that you're giving. V'loy oid, the sal by most people, was Nitzar, it was just a cheap sal. The sal is nothing. The sal has no value out of its own other than what you put in it. That means the person has no value other than the fact that the Eibishter gave you the koyach to be a kli, to be mekabel, the bracha, Ratzon Hashem, Torah, Mitzvahs, from the Eibishter. Without that, you have nothing. You have nothing. And how much you have nothing, Adeichon Advarim Magiyim, we'll finish with one other nekuda. It's very, very interesting. It's a very, very interesting. The Pasuk says in our parsha, also by Bikurim, Lo yavarti mi mitzvasecha v'lo shachachti. Dr. Rashi, everybody's mavir sedra, hare, what's v'lo shachachti? No answers. Okay. So Rashi says, what's v'lo shachachti? Lo shachachti mi levarech. B'chus ha-mitzvah, didn't make a bracha. Question. This is the Torah talking in B'chus ha-mitzvah sedra-rabbanu. So how is what the Torah is saying, Loi shechachti mi levarech, the Birchus HaMitzvah is a drabon. What's pshat? Shtikol shayla, maybe, I think. Side, another thing. Tomorrow, Pesachim Daf Zayin on the base. Kol HaMitzvahs, Mevorach Aleihem. It's a very interesting Gemara. Very interesting Seder HaGemara, which if you ever learn it, it'll strike you. Kol HaMitzvahs, Mevorach Aleihem, Oiver Lasiyasim. Oiver means, as we all know, you make the bracha before the mitzvah. But how do you know that that's what the word Oiver means? So the Gemara has to bring Gantz and the Pesukim, because like it says, this Pesach, and like it says, you bring all these Pesukim to say that Oiver Lasiyasim means Oiver, what's being connoted, what's being referred to by Oiver, is that it's going in front, right, before. I have a simple question. Why use some convoluted word and have to go bring a raya that that word means lifnei? What would have been wrong with kol habrachas mevorach aleihem lifnei asiyasa? So Gemara says, oiver lasiyasa, you took this other word and then you want to know how does this mean lifnei? Skip the oiver and just say lifnei. Zok tachtu sharim, amayridika thing. Tusharim, he says, a gevaldika, gevaldika thing. He says, Be'emes, Miderech Ha'olam, when is the time to give Haido? Afterwards. Yeah, right? Afterwards. Chassamos is the Raisa, right? Afterwards. You go afterwards, yay? Make a bracha. Make a bracha. After you did it, by mitzvahs, it should have been also like that. The Eibishter gave me a schus to do the mitzvah. After I made the mitzvah, you know, thank you, God. I was mekayim the mitzvah, thank you for giving us mitzvah. Okay. What's the bracha? Why beforehand? He says, Ulam zeh, this is Lashon, the Lukuterim, Kisves Hashem, Mishem Kusharim. Ulam zeh miteva b'nei Yisrael. It's miteva b'nei Yisrael. Al yedei shedvukim tomid b'Hashem Yisbarach. Al yedei that they're always dovuk in the Eibishter. They're dovuk in the Eibishter, and they realize that we have nothing. He says, Asof, this is where we see we're talking about Adhechen Advar Magim. As a physical Bria, the mitzvahs are b'shayrish ruchni. You would have no kayach to be mekayim a mitzvah. Your kiyum a mitzvah would be just a push at the physical act, which would be absolutely, positively meaningless. Who gave you the kayach that when you do it, you're poyeling something in ruchnias, you're filling up your kli with ruchnias? Who gave that kayach? The Eibishter, by being mitzvah the mitzvah, the tzivoy to do the mitzvah is what gives you the kayach to do the mitzvah, which will give you the ruchnis that's filling up your kli. But often he says that the birchas mitzvah, when you make a bracha beforehand, asher kidshanu mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, it's not just telling that he did. Without that v'tzivanu, we couldn't do the mitzvah. We have nothing but ours. We are powerless to be mekayim a mitzvah, if not for the fact that v'tzivanu, in the v'tzivanu, it gave us that kayach. That's what he says. Ulam zeh miteva b'nei Yisrael yidei shedvukim tomid b'Hashem Yisbarach v'kaidim kol maise yoidim u'mevarim she'ein zeh mikoicham rak Hashem Yisbarach noisen kayach lasis v'chein b'mitzvah kaidim asiyas ha-mitzvah mevarchim u'makirim toiva l'Hashem Yisbarach shal yidei tzivuyoi nosan lonu kayach v'rotzain lasis ha-mitzvah. And that's the lashon of Oiver Lasiyasin. Oiver, it means lifnei, but it's a specific lifnei. And the raya is from the psukim that it brings. Oiver means something which be'etzem should have been in a different place, comes up, I move that to the front. Right? The normal place for a bracha that you've done something was I was zeichet to do it. Right? The normal place would afterward, but you make it over Lasiyos. As the pasuk also brings that somebody was in a different place and he was over to get to the front. That's what's happening over here. The bracha, which will give in recht, it would have been pashtus that the bracha belongs at the end, right? But Klal Yisrael, by virtue of the fact that they live with the are supposed to live with the realization that even the mitzvahs that you do, everything is mitzvahs. You have nothing. You're an empty cell. An empty, cheap cell that has no value other than the fact that the Eibishter gave you kayach to do what he gave you kayach to do. He gave the Asher Tzivonu in the mitzvahs. That's why we take that bracha, which its proper place in Seder and in Seichel would have been afterwards, but by Yid, Machmas, this Hakara and this Emuna, we place it in the front. That's the Oiver. That's what's implied in the Lashon of Oiver. That's what's implied in the Lashon of Oiver, Lasiyasa. And he says, back to what he asked, Lo shachachti, lo yavarti mitzvah, lo shachachti. It doesn't mean the actual bracha. Lo shachachti me levorech, It's not the actual, yeah, I made the bracha, I was mekayem. That's the Rabbanan. But what prompts the bracha? L'shachachti melevarech means I did it with the full realization that my whole koyach to do it comes from you. That's what the L'shachachti melevarech. L'shachachti melevarech is not so much I wasn't mekayem the bracha. The bracha is Rabbanan, right? But the hakara, that what does the bracha connote? The over lasiyosa. It connotes that I realize that the whole koyach to do it is only from the Eibishter. That's an idea. That's true. The Raisa. That's 100%. I mean, that's the fact of life. That's the aside of the real of Riyasad. That's Leishachacht. We have to understand the two things: the plus and the minus. These days, getting closer and closer. Slichas already. Shut tomorrow night. Have to understand. All of our kachas, we have powerless, totally powerless. We're a salshal, a tzorim, nothing. We have nothing. And we have nothing. The idea of a cheshbon and a tshuva is okay over the last year. What did I use this sal? I am a sal. What did I use this sal for? Is it malei tairo mitzvahs? Or is it malei busha uchlima? Right? If it's malei busha uchlima, that's not a good thing. Obviously, right? That's not a good thing, but there's a kli malei busha uchlima. The aveda of Elul, is to empty the kli of the busha uchlima, and you have the koyach like every haschala of the bikurim in the next year. That you start with empty the kli and start with a new kli and realize everything is from the Eibush. If everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's no way not to be mischazik in Torah mitzvahs. If everything is in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, before you do your narishkeiten, before we do our narishkeiten, I'm not talking to anybody else more than myself, before we do our narishkeiten, we stop and think 1 minute. I'm taking the koyach that the Eibishter gave me to do things and I'm using it for narishkeiten. Things you have to think about. The yisod is a person has to be thinking people. You know, there's a yisod from Avgeich Chatzkel Levenstein, Chatzadik Levrocha. A lot of times when I talked about Avodah Zorah, it says, you do Oved Avodah Zorah, Oved Avodah Zorah, Asher Lo Yadatim. It's bad enough, Lo Yadatim, Lo Yadatim. It's bad enough that you're Oved Avodah Zorah, right? But it's not good. It's not a good thing being Oved Avodah Zorah. But more than that is, you knew nothing about it. You did it without thinking. You did it without a cheshbon, right? The aside of everything, the springboard from which everything comes, everything good comes, is think. Right? You can go through life today, everything's instant and everything is without thinking. The first thing in the Veda of realizing that you're clear in all these things that we talk about is think. Don't just go from one taiva to the next taiva, from one hanoah to the next, from sleeping to eating, from eating to sleeping, from there to this and that. Think what you're here for. If a person stops to think who he is, what he's here for, then already you realize that you're this kli, and hopefully you can fill up this kli with Torah mitzvahs and myself.